When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Gailey today on Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on an Ask the Experts weekend. Again, thank you for tuning in. Without all of you listeners out there, we would not have this successful platform to just speak to the community and those all over the nation about what we can do as not only a nation, but personally for our families, for ourselves, for our children, to just get better naturally. And that is what Take Two Healthcare is all about. We have been in business for over 40 years. I personally have been at the practice now for 12, and this was my first job out of chiropractic school, and I haven't gone anywhere since. So I got a question from a patient the other day asking, you know, have you dealt with this condition before? Have you dealt with this? What are your success rates? I'm like, obviously very good, because we've been here for so long. We've treated so many people with so many different chronic disorders that if what we did didn't work, we wouldn't be here. And the best thing about what we do is that it's safe and it's a natural alternative to some of the medical recommendations, if you will, to where people sometimes just fail, and we're sometimes their last hope. But hey, I'll take their last hope over no hope, right? Anyways, my name is Dr. Natalie Gailey, board-certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and certified by the American Academy of Thermology to interpret thermology reports. And I was certified by the American Academy of Thermology as physician certified right before COVID hit, so back in 2019. And that sounds current, and it is for interpretation, but I've actually been a technician since I graduated chiropractic school back in 2010. So what that means is I have taken thousands of images, have looked at thousands of images. And as far as interpretation goes, there's quite a bit of prerequisites that you need to even get physician certified, meaning you can't just graduate chiropractic school and or graduate as a thermography technician and interpret them right away. There's so many variables and things that you need to consider and look at and really understand from a metabolic perspective and a physiological perspective. And I couldn't thank my mentors more. They've actually been on the show in the past, Dr. William Amelow, Dr. Robert Kane, Dr. Robert Schwartz. And I've actually spoken at the American Academy of Thermology for their national conference. And it was interesting when you go to those, obviously you have to be of a clinician to attend those, but you know, I'm sitting in the room with all these other clinicians and technicians, and most of them are men, and most of them are medical doctors. There's even veterinarians. Yes, veterinarians use thermography as well to determine the area of pain or injury of an animal, especially horses, especially racing horses. For those of you that are interested in the Kentucky Derby. So where was I going with that? So yes, certified to interpret thermography, which is an important certification for me, because not only am I the only one in Ohio that does it, but there's only less than 10 interpretation companies for thermography, and Take Two Healthcare is one of them. And the best thing about getting a thermography done at Take Two Healthcare is not only do I image you, I also sit down and review those findings with you. Thermography has been approved since 1982 by the FDA as an adjunctive tool to be used to determine or to detect breast cancer. There is several articles, actually, where the headlines read, "Thermography is not FDA approved." Now, that sounds misleading because when I read that, I'm like, what? Yes, it is. There's disclaimers for everything, my friends. Thermography is an FDA-approved tool used to detect breast cancer in conjunction with mammograms, ultrasounds, blood tests, physical exams, self-examinations, meaning thermography is not a standalone test. It is not a test to be used all by itself. But what is? Right? Can you detect can you detect any cancers from blood work? You can't diagnose cancers from blood work, but you can use blood work to detect if cancer markers are going up, right? Can a colonoscopy diagnose colon cancer? It cannot diagnose colon cancer. You have to do a biopsy to diagnose. So just to kind of set the record straight, no test is to be used as a tool all by itself. The only way to diagnose cancer is to biopsy something. Now, are there certain things that radiologists look at on x-rays, thermograms, colonoscopies, endoscopies? Are there certain things that show up that can indicate cancer? Absolutely. But that's where the follow-ups come, right? You can, I personally have caught a breast cancer. And this is a dear patient of mine who's been with me for a very long time. Saw her the other day. She's still alive, doing well, tons of grandkids. Very humble, very pleasant lady. She had always had a high breast cancer tumor marker called CA2729. She wasn't a fan of getting mammograms just because of all the radiation, compression, some bad experiences with them. So she was doing thermography, and she had a high risk score. She had a 5 out of 5 risk score. Right, we're seeing possibility of cancerous activity, but I could never diagnose cancer just from thermography and a blood test alone, right? So we were monitoring these things, and I also saw her for chiropractic, and she was having this rib pain up in her upper right area, in the chest area as well. And I was adjusting her a few times, and I'm like, look, this isn't getting any better. Let's get an x-ray. Well, what did the x-ray show? Lesions. Lesions in the ribs. Well, what does that mean? Well, the cancer is starting to spread. So we got a second opinion. She got a biopsy. So she did the whole nine yards. But like I said, she's still with us. If she wasn't doing what she does, and I have to tell her that, if you weren't doing what you've done for so long, eating right, taking your vitamins, taking your supplements, getting your blood tests done, if you weren't being so proactive, this cancer could have been way worse, right? And she's still with us today. So going back to thermography and any other screening tool that you use, remember, you cannot rely on one tool all by itself. And especially for younger individuals, when typically colonoscopies aren't performed until you're 50, typically mammograms aren't performed until you're 40. So there's these ages that you start, right? But what about the younger ones? All right, I had a 27-year-old come to me, significant hair loss. Just a sweet, sweet girl. Not under a whole lot of stress, but I think that from a vanity standpoint, the hair loss is getting to her. Energy could be better. Diet could be better. But the reason why they came to me is because they know if they went to their family physician, they wouldn't be tested as aggressively or as comprehensive as we do. And that's correct. And unfortunately, it's due to most of the time insurance. We are out of network with insurance companies because they don't cover the array of tests that we perform. Because just our basic metabolic panel is 64 markers, where if you get a metabolic panel from your primary care physician, you're looking at probably more like 20, maybe. So 64? Or 20. So we tested her, and her C-reactive protein came back at 15. So this 27-year-old has a very high inflammatory marker. Would they have tested C-reactive protein on her? I'm not sure. They typically like to test that on patients with cardiovascular symptoms. She had clinical anemia, and her vitamin D was 7. Her vitamin D was 7. It needs to be 70. All right. Clinically, they like it over 30. So your medical doctor likes it over 30. We like it over 50. I like it over 70. Why not? It's hard to have too much vitamin D. And if your vitamin D gets too high, all you have to do is reduce the amount you're taking. It's an easy fix. And then her hormones, she's in a premenopausal state at the age of 27. Now, we have to cut to a short break, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you what her mother told me. It's a funny story, and then I'll go over a few other cases, and I got a lot to share with you. So I'm excited about today. I also have some congratulations for some local sport teams. I want to applaud the Dayton area for doing so well over this basketball season. But don't tune away. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Expert Weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert Weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. Here on Ask the Experts Weekend every Saturday from 11 to noon. If you miss the shows, these are recorded. Unfortunately, our website is under construction. So if you visit our website at take2healthcare.com, please have some patience with us. We are in the middle of revamping that for you. These are recorded, and you can visit WHIO's website. Just type in Take Two Healthcare in the search bar, and it'll pop right up there. So if you have a family member or a friend that would benefit from hearing about what we talk about or from coming, possibly making an appointment with me, please call us. Our phone number is 937-433-3241. That's 433-3241. So before the break, I was going over why it's so important to test properly and to not just rely on one test alone. And we are going over this 27-year-old's blood test report whose vitamin D level was at 7. Like I said, I like to see it at 7D, but anything over 50 is good. And she was in a premenopausal state, according to her hormones. And her mom and I were laughing, and her mom told her, she goes, "You have failed this test." And we were laughing about it. And then I started to think, you know what? Maybe she failed the pre-test, right? Because you don't know what you don't know. She didn't know that she had low vitamin D. And I'm not sure if her doctor would have ran it or not, but we always run vitamin D on our patients. She failed the pre-test, but guess what? Now we're going to study. Now I have her on a protocol for 2 months. Is she taking a boatload of vitamin D? Absolutely. Just for 2 months, then we'll be likely to back down. We're going to fix her anemia. That's an easy fix. We're going to fix her inflammation with a lot of curcumin, vitamin C, lauricedin. I have her on a probiotic, and I have her on a special diet to increase her protein and reduce carbohydrates to reduce the inflammation. So we talked about all that. It takes an hour to go over her report and everyone's report because there's so much we talk about. I have her, quote, studying for her exam, right? And then in 2 months, we're going to retest her. And I can't wait to share those results with her. And I'm just, like I said, I'm so glad she came to me because these are easy fixes. But the poor thing has been losing hair for years. Many people would have asked, did you ever get infected with COVID-19? She did, but she had COVID-19 back in 2020, but the hair breaking has been over a year now. So I'm not sure if it was from that. I'm not sure if it's just a buildup of these deficiencies and her body can't take it anymore. Her body can't heal and repair with all these deficiencies. So like I said, it's an easy fix. It's an affordable fix. And she's 27. So with these younger kids, 20s and their 30s, even 40s, even 50s, I think 60s are young. It's never too late to start. It's never too early to start. All right, don't tune away. We'll be right back. I have a couple other case studies to share with you. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on an Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for taking your time to tune in to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living. I am Dr. Natalie Yaley. Again, board-certified doctor of chiropractic, but I really specialize in thermography, which is an FDA approved tool since the year 1982 to be used in conjunction with other breast health screenings to detect breast cancer. If you've never had a thermogram done, I would highly recommend to get one as a baseline study. Mammograms cannot always detect slow-growing or small tumors because it takes about 8 to 10 years for a tumor to grow about the size of a dime, and that's what'll show up on a mammogram. And if you've had a mammogram done before and then you've seen the disclaimer about high density breast tissue, that just means that when the radiologist looks at your exam, they're seeing a lot of white, and tumors can show up white as well. So sometimes they can camouflage each other. So there are disclaimers for mammograms as well. So that's why, like I said earlier, it's not wise to just rely on one test alone. For breast health, I would recommend definitely thermography. If we need, in conjunction with mammogram or ultrasound, self-exam, blood testing, hair testing. Now, I mentioned hair testing. What's that? Okay, so I am a doctor of chiropractic, but I specialize in thermography and comprehensive blood analysis and hair analysis to determine toxicities and deficiencies. Now, if you are listening to this show, this means that you are proactive about your health. This means that if you tuned in earlier and you're still listening, that means A, I'm doing a good job, and B, you might have some issues that you want to know if we can help you with. And there's not just one treatment that we do for everybody. Everybody's treatment plan is tailored to their results. And what does that mean? Well, your blood test is going to be different than someone else's blood test. And everybody's protocol is going to be different. And let's see. I was going over, I wanted to bring something up here. So I thought about something the other day about how it takes a comprehensive approach to make the right decisions and recommendations for each patient. It takes a much deeper approach, and a doctor that is trained not only in one area, but they need to be trained and accept the fact that the body is a whole. You cannot treat cancer like a textbook case. Just like you can't treat diabetes, thyroid disorders, depression, hormone imbalance, or any other chronic disorders. You can't treat each patient that has all of these symptoms, diabetes, thyroid disorder, depression, cancer. You can't treat them all the same. You have to look at the individual. You have to look at their lifestyle, where they live, where they work, the hours they work. I mean, everybody is different. Our chemical makeup is different. Our DNA is different. And so why would you treat everybody with the same medication that has maybe the same diagnosis, but what about what is underlying? And that's why it's so important to test properly. And that's why at Take 2 Healthcare, we really are humble about the fact that what we do works because the numbers are the numbers. We're not making things up. We don't put every patient on the same protocol. And I had this patient come into me. Again, she had hair loss and she had a lot of poor energy, didn't sleep well, under a lot of stress. Her child's getting married this year and she changed a new job. So those are stressful situations. And I always say, can I take away that stress? I wish I could, but if I can improve the body's ability to handle the stress better, then I've done my job. So we tested this patient, right? Like we always do. Her liver enzymes The AST or the SGOT was at 67, and it needs to be under 40. And then the SGPT was 110 and needs to be under 32. So she had severe liver inflammation, and her vitamin D level was at 20. Well, no wonder she's tired. Okay, so that was back in September. 1 month later, she retested her panel here. Her liver enzymes improved from 67 to 47 and 110 to 67. All right, making progress, right? Her vitamin D from June to September went from 20 to 69. That's 3 months. 20 to 69. All right, so we reduced the amount of D she's on. She doesn't need to be taking as much as she was before, but we need to maintain that. All right, so we improved the vitamin D. Now we're working on the liver. So she tested in September, then October, and then in February. So from October to February, her liver enzyme SGOT went from 47 to 29, and the SGPT went from 67 to 30. So in just from September of 23 to February of 24, that's 5 months, we improved her critical liver inflammation in 5 months naturally. I don't know what caused it. I really don't. But I'm glad she stuck with me and tested and retested. Now, the thing that I didn't discuss about her case is that her hair test showed a ton of toxic elements. And we test the hair follicles, we test the root of the hair to determine the amount of these chemicals that are leaving the body, that are coming out. It is an excretory test. It is telling us how well you are detoxing. I mean, she had antimony, barium, cadmium, lead, thallium, uranium, nickel. So she had all these toxins. Where is she getting those from? She does not have well water. We didn't know where she's getting those from. And her hair test over the last 6 months didn't improve. So then we did a urine test. And the urine test's level of lead showed the level to be at 24 when it should be under 1.2. In her hair test, her lead was at 0.5, meaning she is excreting lead through the urine, but you had to test both hair test and urine test to see that. Does that make sense? It didn't show up in the hair test as much as it did in the urine. So now we're on a protocol to get the lead out. So within less than a year, we've improved her vitamin D, improved her critical liver enzymes, liver inflammation, and we're on our way to getting rid of all that lead. Now, what do we use for that? Like I said, everybody is different in their protocol. We always use chlorella as a supplement for detox. Chlorella is a natural and safe product you can use. It's kind of like in the same family as spirulina, cilantro, parsley, and it helps pull out toxins. So if you're doing like a green drink every day, that's something really good to do. Helps pull out the toxins because no matter where we live or where we work, we are exposed to toxins just from pollution alone. In these, sometimes when we do a blood test, we don't see like an aha moment is what we call it. We don't see, oh, this is critical liver inflammation. This is what's causing, you know, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes we don't see that in the blood test. Sometimes it takes the toxic element testing to really see what's going on. And so that's why it's so important to do both. And I always tell patients, you know, reducing carcinogenic exposures can slow metabolic activity of cancerous cells. Well, what is that? What are carcinogenic exposures? Well, those are things in our environment that can cause cancer. Chemicals, pollution, and there are things in our diet that can cause cancer. Right? Poor oils that fry our foods. Pro-inflammatory diets that are high in carbohydrates, bread, potatoes, rice, high in dairy, all of these pro-inflammatory diets and pollution and toxic element exposures, these are the things that cause cancer. We all may have some small cancer cells lingering around just from maybe genetics, but It is what you surround those cells with. It is what the environment those cells live in determines whether or not they will mutate into a cancerous cell and potentially grow. And you can see the, quote, growing of these mutations within blood tests from inflammatory markers that we monitor. LDH, lactase dehydrogenase, that's a good marker to be looking at because that can tell you if there is inflammation possibly due to cancerous growth. C-reactive protein, ferritin, alkaline phosphatase, ESR, all these things that are sometimes tested and sometimes not should always be tested every year. Why not? Do you remember my patient who didn't have his blood test done for 3 years? He's still with me. Let me get his results here. When he came back to me this year, okay, hold on 1 second. I got to get this number here. And when he came back to me this year in February, his PSA was 689. He didn't test for 3 years. 3 years ago, it was at 3.9. What happened? He's 49. Great guy. Great family man. I'm really excited for him because he's being very proactive. He's taking all of his supplements. He retested his PSA 2 weeks after that. It went from 689 to 649. It is currently at 91. Now, I will tell you, he is getting medical intervention at this moment. He's going to start chemotherapy, but he's going to continue on his supplement protocol. And I'm okay with that. We're not here to tell you not to do chemo. Can it potentially cause more harm than good? Yes. And I've seen it in individuals. But I am here to support my patients. And when my patients choose to do chemo, I make sure that they maintain their vitamin and supplement protocol because chemotherapy really devastates the immune system. It really suppresses everything and it makes you super immune to catching anything out there. Viruses come and cold, your energy plummets, your hormones plummet. So it's really important for me to help the patient get through what they've decided to do. And I mean, I was really happy and proud of him and myself for getting that PSA down from 689 to 91 in 2 months. I am going to write up a case study about it. But that's the kind of things that and diseases that we work with. We have very, very chronic cases, cancer cases, severe cases, to people that want to come in and just see where they're at. And I've had people just come in to, quote, see where they're at. They feel healthy. They're fine. They don't have a lot checked off on their symptom survey that they fill out. They don't have a lot checked off. They're just there to check their numbers. I've caught testicular cancer just from doing that. And it was from a marker called HCG, which most of you know is a hormone that's only elevated in pregnant women. So most oncologists that see this number, that why did you run this number? Well, aren't you glad we did? Because it can catch testicular cancer. And that's what's so great about what we do. And we can test everything under sun. And obviously, we catch a lot of things that are missed because of not testing properly or frequently enough. Okay, don't tune away. We'll be right back. We have to cut to a short break. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Ailey. This is Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living. If you like what you hear and you want to come to the office and meet me. We can sit down together, do a consultation. Our phone number is 937-433-3241. 937-433-3241. Don't tune away. We'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Ailey, and I have been your host for this hour. If you like what you hear and you want to come to the office and get your blood test done to check and see where you're at, our phone number is 937-433-3241. That's 937-433-3241. You can visit our website at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number 2. But I do have to let you know our website is under construction right now. So please be patient with us. And hopefully we can get it up and running to give you a little bit better idea of what we can provide for you and how to get you in and get you healthier. I wanted to give a shout out to the UD men's basketball team having a great season, winning that first round. Alter boys for winning state basketball, and Springboro girls for also getting runner up in women's basketball for Springboro High School. There was a wrestler from Springboro that won state. What I'm trying to get at, Dayton area is putting out a lot of good athletes, and I am so proud to be here in Dayton and so proud to be behind this mic and hopefully be your voice of reason to kind of get with us and settle in and let us help you out. If you missed the beginning of the show, I was talking about a 27-year-old whose mom told her she failed her test. She's failing her blood test. But that was her first test, so I'm calling it a pretest. So come in, fail your pretest, and then we'll give you the testing materials, quote, we'll give you the proper guidance, guidelines you need for dietary recommendations, supplements you might need to take. We'll give you all you need to study, and then we'll test you again to see where you're at. I really like that analogy. I'm glad I came up with it on the spot. Okay, so like I always say, whether it takes 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you can start today with Take Two Healthcare. You can't be too young, you can't be too old to start. I mean, we've seen significant improvement as you've heard over today's show, just in a month, 2 months. I mean, that and the best thing is that the numbers show it. This is objective testing. This is not just patients telling you, "Oh, I feel a lot better." No, that matters to me, obviously. Sorry, that matters to me. But the numbers show what we do works. And that's what's so important. So come in, fail your pretest. We'll give you the materials to get better, and then we'll test you again, okay? Thank you again for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you learned something. If you leave the show learning something you didn't know before, then I've done my job. Tune in back with us next week. We are here every weekend from 11 to noon. We alternate the doctors that host the show. But again, my name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, and I am looking forward to meeting all of you. And thanks again for tuning in. I am signing out. Have a great weekend and a blessed day.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.